but I thought I'd be really interested to hear what kind of music you listened to growing up, kind of before you started playing.
Right. Of course, yeah, because my solo career of playing rock and roll music started much later in the 80s, the late 80s mm-hmm. is when I started doing that. Before that, I was a country singer, but I've certainly been exposed to and been around a lot of rock and roll. And, of course, one of mine and Jerry's hit records, it wasn't a huge hit, but it got up to, like, I think number 18 or something in the country charts, was Roll Over Beethoven, which really rocked. And it was on our duets album. But most of the stuff we did back in those days, well, of course, my brother always did his rock and roll. But mostly what I did was country, except for Roll Over Beethoven. And the rest of it was country. And then, I started doing rock and roll much later on. But I've been around my brother and those guys like Chuck Berry and Little Richard, those people early on.
Do you remember when you first, like, heard of rock and roll?
You know, honestly, Leo, we didn't think much about genre at our house, in our home where I grew up. My brother, of course, was creating his own style of rock and roll music, and I listened to that because any time he was playing and singing, I wanted to hear it, no matter what age I was. I mean, from the time I can even just remember when my memory, you know, started. I mean, I guess we can't remember things when we were tiny babies, but when I was a toddler, you know, I'd go and stand by the piano a lot and listen to him. And he was always singing and playing. And, of course, he did a lot of different country music. He did a lot of country music, and he did a lot of gospel music with us as a family. But most of the stuff that he did was his own style of rock and roll, which is, you know, amazing. And, of course, I'm a huge fan. He's my number one favorite artist, piano player, singer, all of that, all of the above. So that was my exposure to rock and roll, but I didn't really know that everything was supposed to be separate because at home, we just never thought about it. I mean, my parents and my brother never said, oh, now we're going to sing and play some gospel music. It wasn't like that. We would just do that. And then, of course, my brother wouldn't say, oh, now I'm going to do a country song. But he would just do You Win Again or whatever Hank Williams song he was playing and singing, without ever commenting, oh, this is country music, and, oh, this other thing that I do, like a whole lot of shaking going on, that's and Great Balls of Fire, that's rock and roll. It was never really that separate with us. And then, of course, later on, I guess it was in the late 80s when I started having to figure out a way to make a living because my marriage had fallen apart. And so I ended up playing and singing for a living and getting back in the music business, which I had been out of for a long time. And so, you know, all that happened. Of course, I started out with my brother, and then I ended up having to have my own band, and that's when I started playing the piano, and that's when I started my own solo career. And then I had people saying to me, oh, well, that's rock and roll. Oh, well, that's blues. And, oh, hang on, that's country. And I thought, okay, whatever. I never really thought about marketing and different genres of music. I had to learn about all of it to try to figure out ways to have albums and to have a following. I learned right away that people coming to see me, they enjoyed most of what I did, but the thing that they enjoyed a lot was to hear me do my brother's hit record. They really wanted to hear that because most of the Europeans that were coming to Memphis at that time were coming to, they were coming to see me, and they wanted to hear Great Balls of Fire and a whole lot of things going on.
Well, they're good songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when did you first get bitten by the performance bug, though? Was that earlier?
When did I do what, Leah?
When did you first get interested in being a performer, realize that was something you wanted to do?
Oh, that I wanted to do, something I wanted to do? From very early on, I mean, it was scary to me. It was a little bit scary to me, but I was in a lot of talent shows at school. And that, you know, and then I used to go, and my sister and I used to go and do local TV. We'd sing Connie Francis songs and stuff. So, but yeah, I always liked being on stage. And then one time when my brother was pretty close to us, he was in Monroe, Louisiana with Johnny Cash doing a show. We went there, and he called me out to sing a song with him. and well, he played piano, and I sang a white sport coat Marty Robbins song, which was a crazy thing for a 10-year-old girl to do, a white sport coat. But I did it, and the audience, of course, loved it because I was a child. And anytime a child can sing or do anything, you know, it goes over better than an adult.